Well, first, let's talk about the Office of Victim Services.
The Office of Victim Services is really a unique agency within the government. We have been around since 1966. We're the second oldest victim compensation program in the country. And we provide essentially three things. We fund victim assistance programs throughout the state of New York. We provide financial compensation to innocent victims of violent crime. And we also advocate on behalf of victims. We recently had a request for proposal, and we are funding 228 victim assistance programs throughout the state. And we last year provided $20 million in financial compensation to victims of crime.
And when you talk about the compensation, what might be covered under that?
There's actually quite a number of things that we cover. We can cover burial expenses in the case of a homicide. We can provide compensation for a domestic violence victim who needs to seek shelter. We pay for medical expenses, for counseling expenses. We have relocation expenses. We have a number of things that we can provide compensation for depending on the particular circumstances of that victim. I would just point out as a caveat that we are the payer of last resort, so that if a victim has medical expenses and they have health insurance, that they have to exhaust the health insurance first before they can get compensation from us. Although even in that situation, if a victim has, let's say, a copay, that we can cover that as well.
Now, what about in terms of victims? Who would fall under that? I would think, obviously, something like somebody who was involved in a typical crash would not be considered a victim.
That's correct. It really is all about crime victims. And we got a lot of calls after Hurricane Sandy, for example, with people saying, well, I've been victimized by the storm, which they clearly had been, but would not be covered by the Office of Victim Services. So if someone, let's say, is the victim in a DWI car accident, or their family members can be claimants where there's a homicide in the family, or a domestic violence victim, child abuse, elder abuse, sexual assault, you know, all of those things, robbery victims, as long as there's a physical injury, then they would be potentially covered by our office.
When it comes to victims of violent crimes, is it difficult, perhaps, to reach out to these victims? Are they reluctant sometimes, perhaps, to reach out for this type of help?
Yes and no. We experience both situations. One of the good things about our program is that we work very collaboratively, not only with our victim assistance programs, but with other agencies throughout the state, so law enforcement, hospitals, district attorney's office, which is where a lot of these victims first enter the system. So a rape victim might enter the system through a hospital, and other victims will have their first contact with the police department. They're required to give out a card with our phone number on it and also the contact information for a victim assistance program that's in the area. And interestingly, 80 to 85% of victims end up seeking compensation from OVS through a victim assistance provider. So it's really important that people understand that they don't have to do this alone. You know, victims are often very traumatized by the crime. They're fearful, but they have a network of support throughout the state to walk them through this process.
And that somewhat brings us to one of the reasons why we've been put in touch, and that is the fact that you've done something to try to make it easier for victims to reach out and get that assistance.
That's right. You know, Governor Cuomo has really made it a top priority to make state services not only more efficient, but that we're doing it in a way that better serves the public. And I think this project is just a prime example of that. We worked very collaboratively with our information technology services and another state agency for 2 years. It's been exactly 2 years since we started this project, and we built this system from the ground up. And it was a recognition that times are changing, that people are accessing information in different ways. This doesn't eliminate people applying for compensation with paper applications, but we're trying to come up with different ways of making our services more available to everybody, you know, no matter how you choose to access the services. And this portal really provides a much faster way for people to get into the system and move the process along more efficiently and more quickly.
And what is the specific website that they can reach out to here?
Well, right now, we are actually doing a very deliberate rollout of the portal. So we started with the Western District, which is where I think you are, and that is going incredibly well. We've done in-person trainings. We're doing one today, actually, in Central New York. And so we're rolling them out every 2 weeks. So the Western District was the first to go, and we have already received many applications successfully from them. We're doing a rollout for all the programs. The last will be downstate in the city and Westchester and Rockland May 11th, and then we'll start rolling it out to the general public at the end of May or the beginning of June. So we wanted to make sure that we had worked everything out, that we had thought everything through. You know, the system has been checked, it's secure, and it's working as well as or better than we expected and hoped.
And then finally, Elizabeth, you've answered my questions in regards to this, but of course this is something that you oversee on a daily basis. Is there something, a greater message that you would like to share with the public?
Yes, I want the public to know that the service is available and that they are not alone. And, you know, whether it's that they need to seek financial compensation or they need the services of a victim assistance organization or provider, those things are provided by the state. They are available to crime victims, and they should not be afraid to access these services. National Crime Victims Rights Week starts April 19th, and so it's sort of an interesting juxtaposition that we've launched this portal right at the time that we're beginning to not celebrate, but to recognize all the things that victims go through, and that we recognize that, and we're working every day to try to improve our services and make them more accessible. So they can access information at www.ovs.ny.gov, and they can get all the information about services that are available right in their communities.
Elizabeth Cronin is the Director of Office of Victims of Services, and she joins us by phone this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
Jay, thanks so much for having me on.